Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges collective action on sustainability, self-reliance and cleanliness to drive Viksit Bharat vision. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju says Women Reservation Bill is balanced and fulfills aspirations of every state, community and region. Governor Nandkishore Yadav calls for unity and collective responsibility during fake visit, reviews development progress, and Kohima police cracks down on counterfeit cosmetics racket, 5 arrested. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Viksit Bharat a reality. He was speaking at the inauguration of Guru Bhairavaikya Mandira in Adi Chuncha Nagari Mutt near Mandya in Karnataka today. The 9 areas that the Prime Minister asked the citizens to join hands with include water conservation and management, planting of trees under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam program, and maintaining cleanliness. He also pushed for Swadeshi and self-reliance, called upon people to promote domestic tourism and appealed farmers to adopt organic and natural farming by avoiding chemicals and pesticides.
Mera agrah kisano se hai ki ve chemical free prakrutik kheti ki aur badhe. Yuva pidi millets ko apne bhojan mein shamil kare. हमारे देश में ओबेसिटी एक बड़ी चुनौती बन रही है इससे निपटने के लिए भोजन में तेल की मात्रा 10% कम करने का भी प्रयास करें
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has assured that there is nothing to worry about the Women Reservation Bill as all provisions have been carefully addressed. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats. He emphasized that the proposed bill is balanced and it will take care of the aspirations of every community, region and state.
Every state, every region, every community, there is nothing to worry. Everything is taken care of. The southern states are fortunate that despite controlling the population growth, despite less people in terms of proportionate, in terms of ratio, they still gain because the numbers have risen proportionately. So no state is losing.
Meanwhile, a 3-day special sitting of parliament has been called tomorrow to discuss important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandana Abhiyan. Governor Nandkishore Yadav, during his visit to Phek district today, held interaction with civil society organizations and conducted review meetings with various departments to assess developmental progress and administrative functioning. The governor reflected on the rich culture, traditions and spirit of the people of Phek and asserted that the visit aims to strengthen the spirit of cooperation and collective responsibility. Governor Yadav assured to working together with all sections of society to build a peaceful, developed and inclusive society in the state. Health and Family Welfare Department, School Education and Rural Development Departments highlighted ongoing activities, schemes and achievements of their respective department in the district. Kohima police have arrested 5 persons in connection with sale of suspected counterfeit cosmetic products in the district. In the release, the PRO said that in specific checks in 5 shops around Raja Point and Y Junction area, huge quantity of suspected counterfeit cosmetics and beauty products falsely marketed under reputed brand names were seized. In this regard, a case has been registered at North Police Station under relevant sections of the law. It meanwhile said 5 accused have been taken into custody and investigation is underway. The police further advised public to purchase cosmetic products only from authorized sellers, verify product authenticity before the use and report to authorities over suspicious products. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal today said that special emphasis is being laid on strengthening financial capacity of urban local bodies under Urban Challenge Fund Program, UCF. Mr. Lal informed this while launching the guidelines of Urban Challenge Fund in New Delhi. Speaking at the occasion, the minister said that the aim of the UCF initiative is to enable cities to become more self-reliant, increase their own revenue and encourage public participation in development projects. He noted that earlier, most urban projects were carried out directly by the central government through grants, technology support or technical assistance, while implementation was largely left to states and local bodies. The minister highlighted that Urban Challenge Fund will provide total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees over the mission period. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Senior leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Samrat Chaudhary, was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Bihar today. The oath of office and secrecy was administered to him by Governor Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain at a program held at Lok Bhavan in Patna. Mr. Chaudhary has become the 24th Chief Minister of the state. He is also the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Chief Minister Nipiru extended congratulations and best wishes to Mr. Chaudhary on being sworn in as the Chief Minister of Bihar. Mr. Rio wished him a successful tenure. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also conveyed his best wishes as he begins this new responsibility in service of the people. Mr. Patton expressed confidence that under his leadership, the state will move ahead with renewed energy, greater opportunities for youth, stronger support for farmers, and improved welfare for every section of the society. Chief Minister Nipiru has extended warm greetings to the Imkyung community on the occasion of Wunsunyo Festival. In a social media post, the Chief Minister expressed hope that the festival would reflect the spirit of new beginnings, rooted in effort in unity and bring peace and prosperity to every home. He also wished the people continued harmony, prosperity and blessings in the days ahead. The Apex Women's Organization of the Konyak Naga Tribe, Konyak Nupus Shekhokhong, KNSK, participated in large numbers in the Nari Shakti Padayatra held in Mon today, extending the solidarity and support for the 33% reservation for women in parliament and state assemblies. Sharing this in a social media update, Member of Parliament S. Phangnon Konyak said that empowering women is a long-term commitment aimed at ensuring their meaningful participation in the nation's decision-making process. She stated that such initiatives reflect a collective resolve to strengthen women's representation in governance. Ms. Konyak also expressed heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his vision and unwavering support towards women's empowerment in the country. Basic blacksmith training under Providing Access to Core Employability Skills PACES program under Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Department concluded at Chadeva Town, Phek today. Chadeva Town Welfare Committee Chairman Setsoye Keho said the training marks an important step towards sustainable livelihood and urged trainees to remain focused on the profession. 25 youths received toolkits and certificates on completion of their training. And the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10 Board examination results for 2026. Students can check the results on the official websites cbse.gov.in, results.cbse.nic.in and cbseresults.nic.in. In addition to the official portals, results are also accessible through platforms such as DigiLocker and the Umang app. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges collective action on sustainability, self-reliance and cleanliness to drive Viksit Bharat vision. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju says Women Reservation Bill is balanced and fulfills aspirations of every state, community and region. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls for unity and collective responsibility during Phek visit, reviews development progress and Kohima Police cracks down on counterfeit cosmetics racket, 5 arrested. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Good night.